Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back again. My name is Marina Liaros-Naples, and I am your host here on Meeting Like Series for Children Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is Sunday, and this is our School Time Smart One show. It airs on 6:30 Eastern Time on Sundays for 15 minutes. I don't take any callers on this show. And I also have another show on Wednesdays at 6:30, and that is a midweek calming potion. And the same thing with that. There are no callers on that show either. But twice a month on Saturday for the kids is at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. I have the Meeting Like Live show. And there we do take callers, and we really do encourage you to call in and talk with us. Now, today's show is a continuation of the astrology show from Saturday. So we're going to finish up that show today. I didn't have enough time. I made a mistake. I didn't choose the right time slot, and I really do apologize for that one more time. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and dive right into the astrology continuation of the show. And what we covered last time before, if you didn't listen to the first part one, which I really do suggest that you do that after this one, and for those of you who did listen to it, just going to go over again, we talked about the 12 houses for the astrology wheel. And I also went over the birth date for all the different sun signs, or 12 sun signs. And then I also went over with the each one of the sun signs as to which element, the fire, earth, air, and water. And then finally what we did do is we went over but as far as if it was the planets for which sign. And also what I have here is for the different gemstone for each sign. So I'm going to just recap that. So Aries, if you are an Aries, your planet is Mars, and your gemstone is diamond. Taurus, Venus is your planet, and your gemstone is an emerald. Gemini, your planet is Mercury, and your gemstone is aquamarine. Cancer, of course, your planet is the moon. And pearls are your stone. Leo, but of course, you have the sun as yours. And now Virgo, Mercury is your planet. And your stone is jade. Scorpio, Pluto is your planet. And the bloodstone is your stone. Now, I've also heard like the birth date and by the month, so don't confuse it with that, but this is more astrologically speaking, more about your zodiac sign. Because some people say, well, I thought mine was topaz for a Scorpio, but this is astrologically speaking, and yours is bloodstone. Sagittarius, your planet is Jupiter, and your stone is turquoise. Capricorn, you get Saturn as your planet, and then onyx is your stone. Aquarius, but of course you have Uranus, and sapphire is your stone. And finally, Pisces. Pisces has Neptune as a planet, and emerald is Pisces' stone. Now, what we're going to be doing, once again, this is just going to be a 15-minute show, so what we're going to do is we're going to take your stone and stones and crystals. All of these are natural elements of the earth and water, And you're going to take that and you're going to use your special stone in with your meditation this evening. So again, Aries, you're going to take your diamond. Taurus is going to go ahead and take their emerald. Gemini is going to take their aquamarine. Cancer, you're going to be using your pearls. And Leo, you'll be using your topaz. Virgo, jade is what you'll be using. Scorpio, you're going to be using the bloodstone. Sagittarius, your turquoise. Capricorn, your onyx. Aquarius, sapphire, and Pisces, your emerald. So you ready to get started? Oh, good. Okay, what you need to do is find a nice comfortable spot, whether you're sitting up or laying down. As always, it doesn't matter. As long as it's in a nice quiet spot and you're very, very comfortable. And what you're going to do if you're laying down is you're going to have your hands at your sides. And if you're sitting up, you're going to put your palms facing up on your thighs. And all I want you to do is close your eyes and just relax for a moment. Still your mind. And just relax. And we're going to do this by you taking a nice, very slow, even breath in. And you're going to hold that breath for the count of three. And then when you let that breath out, you're going to let it out very slowly. And in your mind, you're going to tell your body to relax. Now take another slow, even, deep breath in and hold that breath for the count of three. And when you let that breath out, let it out very slowly while your mind tells your whole body to relax. Now take one more slow, deep breath in. Hold that breath for the count of three. And then very, very slowly let that breath out where your mind tells your body to relax. And now shining above you is a bright, brilliant sun. It's the whitest, brightest light you've ever, ever seen. You can picture this with your eyes closed because you can use your imagination to see this. Now the sun is shining down on you and it's shining into your head and filling up your body. And it reaches all the way down to your toes and your feet, filling up your toes and your feet with this shining, bright, white light. This light is energy, and it's very, very healing and cleansing and warm. And now it's filling up your ankles and it's filling up your legs, shining down into your legs and filling up your legs. And now it's filling up your lower lap area. And it's filling up your tummy and your chest and filling up your back